A coastal storm continues to move away from the area. As a result, the steadier and heavier rain from last night and early this morning has now tapered off to some scattered showers across the area, and we will keep that chance for a few showers in our forecast moving into tonight, along with some areas of fog. And then we jump into the weekend, and overall, the weekend is looking decent, but not perfect across the area. Both Saturday and Sunday look to be largely dry across the region, though both days bring a chance of a shower in some areas. And then on Monday, we're looking at the best opportunity for rain as a frontal system works through. So all in all, the weekend is looking pretty good to start off both Saturday and Sunday. And at this point, Monday appears to be the biggest wild card in terms of that rainfall threat. Across the area this afternoon, we're still looking at plenty of clouds with some scattered showers. And as we move into tonight, we'll still have raindrops and spots. So if you have evening plans, you may want to grab that umbrella. Some areas of fog are possible as well as temperatures overnight settle back to around 50 degrees. Moving into the day tomorrow, we're looking for a nice mix of sunshine and clouds. And after all the gloomy weather here over the past couple of days, it'll be nice to see some sunshine again. So the sun will mix with clouds tomorrow. Temperatures will push to right around 70 degrees. So we'll say upper 60s, low 70s, which is right around normal for this time of year. Now, tomorrow afternoon, an area of showers will be dropping to our southwest. It may brush portions of the Catskills, the Hudson Valley, into the Westchester area with a pop-up shower late in the day tomorrow, though it doesn't look to be an especially high threat. And for the rest of the area, I'm forecasting a totally dry day for tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we'll see a mix of clouds and some sun, and there is the chance of a pop-up shower or storm, but that's mainly late in the day and more likely at night. So most of the daylight hours on Sunday look to be dry. Temperatures on Sunday should be up into the 70s in most areas. Again, I mentioned Monday as the day with the greatest threat for rain. Now, if the rain is fairly steady and heavy, that'll knock temperatures down into the 50s. If we get some breaks in the rain, I could see highs making it into the 60s on Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a passing shower, areas of fog, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a passing shower, areas of fog, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a late-day shower, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy, a passing shower, areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably cloudy, a chance of late showers or thunderstorms with highs in the 70s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain with highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.